Is there such a thing as a typical family today? In the past, families were fairly typical. Take, for instance, the Cleaver household. Ward, the dad, June, the mother, and brothers Wally and Beaver, portrayed in the 1960 sitcom Leave It to Beaver. My, how things have changed in the last few decades. Families today seem to be anything but typical. Today, instead of the Cleavers, we had the Kardashians. They call these TV shows reality TV. But I hope that it is not today's reality as portrayed in so many shows that overwhelm us. Families of the past were guided by fathers and mothers, or in instances, a single parent who had legitimate reasons for that situation, be it either death or divorce. But we have families like that today, but we also have ones with two dads, two moms, and a disproportional number of single family parents who are headed by the grandparents. Too many parents today refuse to accept the obligations and responsibilities that come with a family. But there is a direct correlation between the decline of the family and the decline of society over the last generation. Whether we realize it or not, we have all had some part in contributing to this decline, be it intentional or not. As society changes, we change, be it for better or for worse. But there are many ways that we can describe today's family. Large, small, involved, athletic, just to name a few. But with just as each individual has a personality, we can identify a personality with each family. As many attributes as a modern family has, one stands out as most important. That is why the church sets aside this Sunday as the Feast of the Holy Family. Today is a reminder that God calls us, not only as individuals, to holiness, but the whole family as well. We look to the Holy Family to become a holy family. Ask any Buckeye fan, and they will tell you the name of the school is The Ohio State University. The addition of the exudes pride and excellence in the school, and the same is true for the Holy Family. So let's take a closer look at the Holy Family so that we can become a holier family. We all know that the Holy Family consists of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. And through the Gospels, we know about Jesus, and we know about Jesus and some about Mary. But what about Joseph? Very little is said about Joseph in the Gospels. In fact, no words are attributed to him in the Bible, but his actions speak louder than words. By knowing about Mary and Jesus, we can get to know about Joseph. For instance, we know that Jesus and Mary were born without original sin. But this does not mean that they were not tempted, and there are several occasions in the gospel that talk about Jesus being tempted. Both he and Mary were able to overcome those temptations. But what about Joseph? He was born with original sin, and therefore he was a sinner like all of us. Imagine what that was like, living in the same house with the Son of God and his mother, all the time being a sinful man. I attended a conference several years ago where Lou Holtz was a presenter. And if you know about Coach Holtz, he is a deeply faith-filled Catholic. And he was talking about marriage and extolling the virtues of his wife. And he made a comment that for him, it was more difficult living with a saint than being one. I imagine that is what Joseph thought at times. And we know that Joseph was a holy man. Last Sunday's gospel reading was the account of the angel Gabriel announcing to Mary that she was to be the mother of God. And Mary unreservedly said yes to God, thus putting into action God's plan of salvation for us. Joseph also said yes to God, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. The first time was when the angel appeared to him, reassuring him that to take Mary as his wife. The second time was when the angel warned him to flee to Egypt from the treachery of Herod. The third time, he was told when it was safe to return from Egypt to Galilee. And the fourth time, when he was told to go to Nazareth instead of Galilee. Joseph said yes these four times, and probably many others. But Saint Joseph, being a sinner, was also a source for the occasion of sin for others, just as we are. If we express anger to others and they in turn do the same to someone else, we are not only responsible for our sin, but we are culpable for the sin of others. And when we pray the act of contrition, we ask God to keep us away from the near occasion of sin. Should we not also ask God that we are not the occasion of sin for others? So how was it that Joseph was not able to be an occasion of sin to Jesus and Mary? In addition to being a holy man, Joseph was deemed by God to be a righteous man. Being righteous, he was acceptable to God, a gift that comes through faith in Christ. He received the graces that transforms sinners through the Holy Spirit. And it was because of these graces that Saint Joseph was not an occasion of sin to Mary and Jesus. And Christ makes these graces available to all of us. The Holy Family certainly had their share of difficulties and struggles, as we all have. The New Testament describes many of these events, some of which we ourselves have personally experienced, many others we have not. In spite of these hardships, they endured and they remained the Holy Family. With God's help and despite our own daily trials, we too can become a Holy Family. It may be intimidating and to model our families after the Holy Family, and we are warned that there will be many difficulties to overcome in order to be holy. But Scripture gives us the reassurance that, in fact, we can be holy. On December 8, 2020, Pope Francis issued an apostolic letter with the Father's Heart, commemorating the 150th anniversary of the declaration of Saint Joseph as a patron saint of the Universal Church. In addition, he declared this the year of Saint Joseph. In this apostolic letter, Pope Francis reminds us that Saint Joseph is a beloved father, a tender and loving father, an obedient father, an accepting father, a creative, courageous father, a working father, and a father in the shadows. I highly recommend to every one of you that you read this apostolic letter. It is not long, and it is written in a way that is very understandable and easy to comprehend. There's also a beautiful prayer of Saint Joseph at the end of the letter. These attributes apply not only to the father, but they apply to every member of the family. We are called not to be the Holy Family, but through the example of Joseph and Mary and Jesus, we are called to be a Holy Family. Let us look to Saint Joseph to be our model of humility and compassion for our families.